Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Darlene Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R. Address is 21 Susan Court, Oroville, California, 95965, phone 509-308-0365, ID is XXX XXX 9445. Date of birth is 10-2-1938, 83 year old. Divorced, retired, public health nurse, administrator, insurance is Medicare / PERS Platinum. Pharmacy is Rite Aid Oroville. The clinical indication, it's addressed to Christine Hickey, H-I-C-K-E-Y-P-A. Family Medicine, A-M-P-L-A, all in capitals, and then below that should say Oroville Medical and Dental, 2800 Lincoln Boulevard, Oroville, California, 95966. Phone 530-534-7500. Fax 530-534-0210. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for continuous headaches with recurrent migraine. New paragraph, current migraine treatment, butalbital / APAP caffeine, 5300-40, one capsule PRN. Subparagraph, one severe, up to six times per day, generally infrequently. New paragraph. Medical allergies, Mucinex, Naprosyn, Topamax, and histamines with diphenhydramine, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, antidepressants, codeine, Aleve-anaphylaxis, dyes, glues in tablets, all statins, multiple food allergies, Augmentin, Cefaloxin, various migraine therapy, Elavil, Inderol. Please list all those vertically. New paragraph. Current dietary supplements and medicinals. Vitamin D3, 5,000 international units. Ulysses vertically. Pro 5 probiotic daily. SIMALASE digestive enzymes with meals. Turmeric curcumin complex, 2,000 milligrams daily. CoQ10. Plus daily, multiple vitamin daily, fish oil, caps one daily, vitamin C 1,000 milligrams daily, zinc 50 milligrams daily, magnesium 500 milligrams daily, OSTEOBEN-daily. Dear Christine Hickey and professional colleagues, Thank you for referring Darlene M. Hooker for neurological evaluation with her history of chronic cephalgia. New paragraph. She describes recurrent migraines, sometimes associated with scintillating scotoma as a visual aura. She develops throbbing cephalgia in a left frontotemporal distribution, commonly and on a recurrent basis when severe, subparagraph. By her report, there's no obvious precipitating factors, new paragraph. She's had these headaches since she was a child, subparagraph. She has a history of calvarial deformation due to cephalopelvic disproportion at childbirth. She's been, subparagraph, she's been treated for her headaches since infancy. New paragraph, currently butalbital, Furoset has been the only effective medicine with side effects to other preparations. New paragraph, her neurological examination today. New paragraph, she does have a history of some heart disease. She sees Dr. Alonzo locally. New paragraph, she's otherwise doing well. New paragraph, she describes that she was previously athletic and a runner but stopped running after she had a slip and fall fracture, lower extremity fracture injury, and developed a painful bunion as well. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is within broad limits of normal. Her patellar deep tendon reflex on the left is slightly brisk as compared to the right. There are no other pathological or primitive reflexes detected except for a slight right palm momental response. New paragraph. Extended upper extremity motor testing demonstrates a slight Wartenberg sign on the right as well. New paragraph. By her report, she's had one brain imaging procedure, a CT scan, when she was seen once in the emergency department, but no other scans have been reported. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history, the persistence of her recurrent left-sided cephalgia, and the findings of her neurological examination, I will obtain brain MR imaging procedure. New paragraph. Today we discuss continued therapy and adjustment of her cephalgia medications. New paragraph. I see nothing wrong with the fact that she takes the butalbital APAP caffeine preparation, which has not caused her any problems for many years. New paragraph. On the other hand, the new migraine medication, such as Ubrelvy or Emgality, may completely abolish her headaches, which would be remarkable for her. New paragraph. For consideration of this, we are giving her Ubrelvy 100 milligram sample tablets to try, and if successful, we will see her for initiation of Emgality subcutaneous therapy and follow her progress. New paragraph. A sudden follow-up report when she returns in my signature.